The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Today is tech predictions.
Technology.
And it's weird because a lot of these tech things are already happening. Yesterday, we told you about Kodak coin. This is the first time to be excited if you have anything to do with Kodak. It's like, hey, they learned their lesson. You know the story about how they went out of business? How fast that happened? Oh, you don't know this? This is fascinating. So Kodak, you know, made film, obviously. They were the film dealer for everybody. They were state-of-the-art film and film processing. And they had a billion employees in Rochester, New York. And they see the digital camera. And they said, well, that's not going to really take off. And so they decided to not, we'll let other people do the digital thing. We'll just stay in film. One Christmas went by, and it was the first Christmas that digital cameras started to take off. They met again, and they were like, no, we are a film company. Three Christmases later, they were almost out of business. It happened that fast. They went from the Titan to 3 years later, nothing. And then they were like, maybe we should do the digital thing. And it was too late. So the first thing that I think Kodak has done that is really smart is they have just come out. They announced it, I think, Monday or Tuesday, a Kodak coin. And it's like Bitcoin. But this is in one of my predictions that some company is going to do this and they're going to use blockchain and coin to do it. And I said in the prediction that it would be Facebook or Apple or somebody like that. Kodak is the one that comes out and does it. And what they've done is, you know how you have, the stock photo thing. What is it? Not Reuters, but you always see it. You go there for stock photos of news things. I don't know if you've ever seen it. But
yeah, there's a few companies that do.
Yeah,
that
there's a company that, you know, the big one takes you sell your or you post your photo of, you know, I've got the president picking his nose, and they put it on a service, and that service goes and everybody has it. And if you want to use it for television or radio or newspaper or something, that you just buy it from them, and then that company pays you.
Getty Images.
Yeah. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kodak has decided they're going to do it. And so what they do is in your camera, you will take pictures and it will automatically go into blockchain and be held by you. And you can immediately post it. I mean, you take it and it posts for sale from Kodak. Mm. And then there's no middleman. They're not negotiating anything. It's just posted. They want to buy it. They buy it through Kodak coin. You get paid immediately, and it's simple, and there's no middleman. That's Kodak coin.
That's great.
That's really brilliant.
It's interesting, too, because they're having a big renaissance because they've tied themselves to this blockchain idea.
Yeah.
And that's happening to a lot of companies. And a lot of them are like very strange stories, like this Chanticleer Holdings. You're a big fan of them?
No, Chanticleer.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
They own several Hooters restaurants, nine Hooters restaurants.
Okay, all right.
And they own some of the stock of Hooters of America.
I'm trying to figure out the connection to blockchain.
Right, that's what a lot of people are doing.
Right, okay.
So they said it was a couple weeks ago that they would use blockchain related technology for its customer rewards program. Essentially, they just made a press release about blockchain. And their stock went up 50%.
Okay, that happened. I saw that. Not that story. I saw that happen last year. There was another company that just has nothing. They didn't even announce that they were putting blockchain. Nothing.
Yeah.
They just put blockchain in their name.
Yeah.
It was like Glenn's Blockchain. And it went up. And the company has nothing to do with blockchain. They just were like, let's make some money off this blockchain thing.
That's really smart. They're getting...
Yeah, it's not going to work really well. I mean, it's like, you know, that's Warren Buffett saying, don't invest if you don't know how it works. You know, most people don't even understand what blockchain is, let alone Glenn's blockchain. That's just somebody out there going, I know, let's put some money in that blockchain thing.
Right. They're thinking, okay, here's a new company or a company that's changing its goals. And now they're going to be working in blockchain. get in now, get in early. So whoever owns that company is increases their cash by 50% or whatever it is. And then they can sell and make a bunch of money. And then when it turns out that they're not actually doing it, eventually the stock will surely come down. But yeah, it's a good idea.
So yesterday, 2 days ago, I had about a 2-hour meeting with a guy from Silicon Valley who's a real mover and shaker and who's been instrumental in some of the biggest companies around now, the new tech companies, and had a fascinating conversation. Yesterday, Stu and I had a conversation with a blockchain and cryptocurrency guy. And man, I hope he's right.
Yeah, he was optimistic, I would say.
Yeah. What did he say that he thought Bitcoin would go up to?
Yeah, he said several hundred, 500,000.
500,000, yeah. I thought. And he didn't put a time period on that, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. And he's been right about a lot of these things. You know, I'm sure he's been wrong about a lot of these as well, but he's been right about a lot of these. And he was like, yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot to learn, like Ethereum. He taught us about Ethereum a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was like an operating system.
Yeah, it is. What a lot of these like secondary, or even below that, coins are built on. It's like that's like the operating system for these new, Bitcoin types. I'm trying to explain this in a way that anyone who doesn't know this understands it. But it's basically like if you're going to create the new Bitcoin, right? Kodak coin comes out, it's probably built on Ethereum. Ethereum is essentially the operating system for it.
I was reading some stuff from Milton Friedman. We put it in a monologue on TV last night. If you missed it, you should watch it. But Milton Friedman talked about the internet and said the internet is going to be gigantic and it will really change things. It will change government and everything else once you come up with a digital currency. And here we are. We're at a digital currency.
Yeah.
And you just wonder, how are the governments of the world, when push comes to shove, they're so far behind that they don't. I mean, I remember having a conversation with somebody in Congress who sits on a committee for this kind of stuff. And I was talking to them about, you know, technology that's coming. I have a rudimentary at best understanding of this stuff. And they just kept looking at me and blinking, and they were in a room with a few people, and they were like, huh, we're going to have to look into that. I mean, maybe we should look at, is there regulation that we should be looking into? And I went, what? By the time you guys even figure this out, it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have no concept of what's coming.
Yeah, people talk about this, and it's not a matter of whether cryptocurrencies fail because the governments try to stop them. It's the idea of whether governments will fail because of cryptocurrencies.
Correct.
It's interesting, and I think like these things obviously have been in the news a lot. I think there's different levels of interest, right? Like the top tier are people who are real investors and really know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. There's a secondary tier.
Was I some more NyQuil?
I know. I'm going to take a little bit more.
Yeah.
The secondary tier of people who know a decent amount about it and maybe invest in it, right? Then there's people who kind of just follow the news and are interested in things like a money supply that the government can't inflate. I think a lot of people in our audience are interested in that aspect of it. The idea that that could solve a thing we've been complaining about for decades.
Forever.
Right?
Forever.
And it's not centralized through a government. There's no trusted source. It's all done automatically. And it takes government nonsense out of the process. I think there's a level of interest there. And I think at the very bottom of it is just, I like hearing stories about people getting mega rich off of things. I love those stories where like someone invests a dollar. Like we had someone who wrote in yesterday to one of our stories on Facebook and said they got in an argument
with their wife
in 2013 about buying 500 Bitcoins.
Oh my gosh.
Now, 2013.
How much was that?
Let me look at the Bitcoin chart here real quick.
I didn't realize it was 500 Bitcoins.
500.
Somebody in our audience, we have to talk to you.
Yes.
If that's you, you have to call in.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
So how much was it?
So I'm looking.
So he had an argument with his wife, and she said, we're not going to put money in Bitcoin. And he said, honey, right now, it will cost us how much?
I'm looking that up.
We should invest 500 Bitcoin.
Can you imagine? Can you freaking
2013,
imagine?
That had to be...
Okay, so 2013, we're at...
That had to be 200?
Yeah, but so 2013, it ranged. That was the year that it had its first, what they were calling at the time, a bubble, where it peaked at $1,000. Okay, but then it ran down, and it was between. He said 2012 or 2013. So 2013, it was for most of the year about $100. At the beginning of 2013, it was $13.
So oh my god!
So let's take it.
So
average,
if he says let's say $50.
Yeah,
so or, say $50.
Yeah, so that would have been 25. That would have been $25,000, right? 50 times 500 is $25,000. So that's a good. I mean, so you think, I don't know.
Now do 500 times, let's say 15,000.
15,000 will get you a better return of $7.5 million.
Oh my gosh!
And he said, "I have."
Are they still together?
I thought it's a great.
Are they
to ask
still
them.
Together? We have to track that listener down.
Yes, he said. We had the argument. I lost the argument, and I'm still poor. Was the way he described it. 500 bitcoins. He must have had some money, right? I mean, even at the lowest, it would have been $5,000 or $8,000. But $7.5 million is better than $8,000 in money. at least that's my impression.
Is it?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Is that Common Core math?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah,
I have to show my
really,
work.
Yeah, show your work on that.
But that's nothing compared to the guys who founded Ripple. Now, Ripple is another cryptocurrency. So you have Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin. Ripple
seems pretty shady. Well, only because they announced that Ripple was going to go on to Coinbase. And if Coinbase...
They didn't announce that. That was a rumor. That is not
That was a
happening.
Rumor? That wasn't...
Yes, that is not... There's no reason to believe that that's happening at this point.
No, but, I know that. But yeah. I thought it came from them.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't
Well,
think
so. Somebody... And it looked pretty... It looked pretty solid. And it went from like $1.50 to $3.50, $3.90, something like that.
And it's fallen down a little. It's in the high $1 right now. But
yeah.
It was also 0.06... Or 0.6 cents in 2017. 0.6 cents is what it was. You could have bought these things for 0.6 cents. Now, the way that it's different than, let's say, Bitcoin. Bitcoin, as I was talking about, like, it's not centralized, right? And it is there's a limited amount of Bitcoins that will ever be created. So there's no inflationary risk here. Most of the Bitcoins, 80 some odd percent of them, are already out. So there's, you know, there's not an inflation there. Ripple, they created 100 billion of these things upon inception. Okay, so they created 100 billion of them, and they did the way they gave them away. It was like they did giveaways, they did all sorts of things, but they've only released a third of them. So 66 billion of these Ripple coins are held by the company, which was like three guys who created them. Okay, 66 billion. They're currently about $2 per coin. Okay, so that's a lot of money. The way this breaks down, Forbes looked at it. It's actually insane. The co-founder and CEO, Chris Larson, who stepped down in November 2016, he now serves as the executive chairman of Ripple. He has 5.19 billion Ripple tokens in his personal holdings and a 17% stake in the company.
He's got $5 billion
himself. No, he's got more than that. His net worth currently... And this was the price was slightly higher than it is right now, but when this was written, net worth personally, $37.3 billion.
Oh my gosh.
That would make him the 15th richest American on the 2017 Forbes 400 list.
This
tying
stuff
him
is
with
going
Steve
to,
Ballmer.
This stuff is going to change the world. Think of the power shift. Here's a guy who had nothing. And now he's got $37 billion. I mean, you know, he hit it in the wrong hands. Hooters is going to be where Congress meets.
Got news for you. They're already meeting there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It is a Hooters without the wings.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which... You're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Inexpensive and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.